Welcome to another edition of the XFEP podcast. I'm your host, David Peralti, and I'm here to cover just a few of the stories from the top 50 Make Money Online blogs listed on the 45n5.com top 100 list. Our first story comes from ShoeMoney.com, and it's about the recent release of WordPress 2.3. Some of you might remember me from the WordPress podcast. I was a co-host on there with Charles Strickland, and every once in a while I like to tell it like it is when it comes to WordPress, and the post on ShoeMoney.com brings up some interesting points on the new version. They recently dropped Technorati from the backlinks area of the dashboard and replaced it with Google's blog search. This is a huge, huge loss for Technorati. And, you know, honestly, it's one of the smarter moves that WordPress has made in the recent period of time. The issue that I have with it, though, is that unfortunately it does have some errors pop up from time to time. And what people are noticing is posts where they link to other posts are now showing up in that recent links area of their dashboard. Hopefully this will be cleared up in WordPress 2.3.1. It would be really interesting to have the WordPress team or the automatic team come out and say why they made the switch. Over on ShoeMoney, he basically points to the fact that the automatic team would like to get in tight with Google in order to become a Google AdSense premium publisher. I think he's probably on the right track with this. They've done many things in the past year or two that kind of point to that direction, including getting rid of any blogs on WordPress.com that have any sort of advertising. They've also made sure, you know, you can't do text link ad sales on WordPress.com. You can't do paid posts on WordPress.com. And they even went so far as to take over the WordPress theme site and get rid of all sponsored themes on the WordPress theme site because they didn't want that kind of negative connotation to be associated with the WordPress software. I think ShoeMoney is 100% on the right track on this. I think that the automatic team really just want to make money off of AdSense in their own way. They don't want anyone else to do it. They don't want anyone else to try to game the system to make WordPress or automatic look bad. And I don't think that that's the kind of thing that really says open source to me, but it's their project. I enjoy the software. The newest version, WordPress 2.3, is amazing. So, you know, what can you do? The second thing that has been popping up on my radar over and over and over again the last little while is the Google PageRank update. I mentioned in my previous podcast, it's been listed as kind of a joke by a lot of people. Is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? There's been a few shuffles. JohnChow.com lost his PageRank 6 and is now PageRank 5. I haven't really heard anyone, you know, screaming with glee that their page rank has gone up. It's only been down for pretty much everyone that I've talked to. Over on andybeard.eu, he's actually noticed that this is an increasing trend on a lot of sites. And this probably has a lot to do with paper posts, review me, text link ads, text link brokers, sponsored reviews, and all these other services that are trying to take advantage of Google's link building system. So if you're using any of those systems for advertising, for making money on your blog, you might get docked a little bit by Google in the next update. Is it happening? I'm not sure. I really don't want to say. But, you know, just keep an eye out for that and you might not be happy with the results. The next post is a little more geeky and it's kind of along the lines of the things that I'm really interested in. And it actually comes from 45n5. This might be kind of an older tip or tool that a lot of more experienced PHP programmers and people that understand FeedBurner would understand, but I have never thought about trying to get my FeedBurner account as plain text. On 45n5, he actually has a banner at the bottom of his posts that actually has the feed count in the image, and he's been able to do that and keep that up to date thanks to a simple script that allows him to get his feed circulation number as just regular text that he can then use for any number of things, including adding it to a graphic. Andy Beard also does this with his site. He's got a graphic in his header that says his current amount of subscribers, and it's nice and big, and probably makes it more likely that people are going to subscribe. So definitely check out this post on 45n5.com. Check out his example as well as Andy's example. And if you have your own example, let me know. I think this is a really interesting thing that you can do with your FeedBurner subscription. And I think a lot of people would benefit from seeing some more examples of how this is being used. My next story is from NetBusinessBlog. I recently did a guest post on here, but I have to admit that D does it the best. They recently released a post called What Everybody Ought to Know About Link Building. And basically, it's really only one tip, and that is it takes time. And it's broken down into different sections of why it takes time to build up good links. It's a really interesting post. It's a little bit long, but if you can sit through it, I definitely think that you'll learn a thing or two. If you're looking to build links and you want to do it the right way, definitely check out this post on NetBusinessBlog. So maybe text link ads and all these other services aren't working for you very well, and you've been looking for a new company to distribute text links for you. Well, TNX.net might be your next stop. They're a newer site or a newer company that is going to be selling text links. They are listed kind of as the text link ad slayer, but you know, I think they'll have a long way to go before they can really claim that. Coming from the company, basically they say TNX.net combines the benefit of contextual advertising, text link brokers, and relevant exchange of permanent, non-reciprocal text links. If you don't know what that means, you should definitely check out this post on blogtrepreneur.com. It gives some details about the new company, what you can expect from them, and what you can hopefully earn from them. So definitely check out that post. I'll have a link to it in the show notes. There's a lot of information again on this post. I won't go over it all here, but I say stick with text link ads. You know, TNX seems to have an interesting business model. It might be an interesting company to check out down the road, but for now, stick with what you have. If you're looking for something new, check out TNX.com. My next post comes from Courtney Tuttle. It is the obvious secret to never running out of post ideas. I had to add this into this podcast just because it made me laugh so much. It's a system that I use pretty much every day. I don't necessarily do it the same way that Courtney does, but I do it. And it's basically brainstorming. You know, you sit down with a pen and paper or with Notepad open and start coming up with post ideas. You know, the best way to do that is just to, especially if you're one of those people that come up with post ideas out of the blue, keep a pen and paper on you, because some of my best material has been when I wasn't actually working on material. You know, I was playing a video game, reading a magazine, listening to a song, and all of a sudden this idea popped into my head. And if you're anything like me, if you don't write it down right away or you don't do something about that idea, it's gone and you never get it back. So keep a pen and paper on you. If you got a laptop around you or something, keep Notepad open or whatever you use to write down your ideas. Yeah, brainstorm. It's the best way to build content for your blog, and my best posts have always come from just sitting down and coming up with some ideas. The last post that I wanted to talk about comes from bloggingtips.com. They recently got a new design, and it looks rather good. It's a modification of the Revolution theme, which is not a cheap theme. It's actually a very, I can't say it's very expensive, but it's not a cheap theme for WordPress. Chris Garrett, who I respect highly, has written a post called 5 Post Types for When Writing Without Expertise. Basically, the types of posts that you can do would be something along the lines of a diary of progress, research and then summary, interview experts, ask the audience, news digests and link posts, and just winging it. I've blogged about a variety of different things that I've known absolutely nothing about. And really, when it comes down to it, there's still a lot of ways that you can come up with amazing content if you're willing to put in the time and effort. I'm very into the idea of like having a diary of my progress while I'm learning a new subject. And, you know, if you're honest with your readers, sometimes you can really build up a great following of people who are interested in copying your progress and doing the same things you're doing as you do them, as well as a bunch of readers who are experts who are willing to help you get to that next level. This post is a must read if you're going to be writing outside of your niche. It's also a must read if you're going to go to a topic that, you know, maybe you've never tried before, but you're interested in. So check out bloggingtips.com and always try to follow Chris Garrett. He is an amazing writer and he knows his stuff. So if he's writing on Blogging Tips, check him out there. Also check him out on chrisg.com. He's got some great content there as well. You'll notice that this episode is a lot shorter than normal, and I apologize, but here in Canada, it is Thanksgiving, and what that means is hopefully some fun and family and taking it easy. So for all you out there who are in Canada, happy Thanksgiving, and for all you elsewhere, have a good week as well. This is David, and for the Extra for Every Publisher podcast, keep blogging.